Did you know the right lighting, sound, and interactivity executed at the right time in support of your meeting's messages can have a profound impact on attendee learning? New findings in neuroscience indicate proper meeting design can go a long way to improve message reception and retention. Learn more at psav.com/research.
In this month's plenary section, news and notes for the meetings and conventions industry, Convene contributor David McMillan asks, "Who's down with Airbnb?" With listings in more than 190 countries around the world, Airbnb is no longer in startup mode. The peer-to-peer rental company has welcomed more than 40 million guests since its founding in 2008. And expanded its listings from a couple of air mattresses on a floor in San Francisco to more than 1.5 million rooms, apartments, homes, and even castles. In Airbnb's most recent efforts to raise private funding, investors indicated that they believe the company is worth a whopping $25.5 billion, more than hotel giants like Marriott and Starwood. As the company continues to add new listings and convert traditional travelers into shared economy believers, one big question looms over the meetings industry. What does this massive growth mean for the future of room blocks? One destination marketing organization isn't waiting for the answer. In July, the San Francisco Travel Association announced a first-of-its-kind marketing partnership with Airbnb. While the partnership is geared primarily toward helping visitors who want to stay in neighborhoods that lack a large hotel supply, according to San Francisco Travel CEO Joe D'Alessandro, it also will connect meeting planners with Airbnb when they are in need of additional lodging options during citywide conventions and other large events. D'Alessandro said, "Airbnb is going to be a part of our industry. We have a choice of trying to wage an unsuccessful fight against it, or we can try to figure out how to work together." End quote. In redefining the short-term rental, a key question is whether San Francisco Travel's new relationship with Airbnb creates a conflict for the organization's hotel partners. A lot of our hotel partners had concerns because any sort of additional supply in the market is a competition, D'Alessandro said. He continued, "We wanted to make sure that everyone felt comfortable with the relationship." End quote. To that end, D'Alessandro monitored the city's legislative debate surrounding short-term rentals. Last October, San Francisco became one of the first cities in the world to make companies like Airbnb legal, passing a law that allows people to rent their rooms or homes for up to 90 days per year. D'Alessandro said, "The discussion among San Francisco's Board of Supervisors was very important to us as we considered pursuing a relationship with Airbnb. We had to make sure the company didn't have an unfair advantage over our hotels." End quote. Now the city law requires Airbnb property owners to pay taxes and carry liability insurance. Hotel owners and Airbnb owners are working within the same system. "Everyone is following the same rules," D'Alessandro said. He added, "For someone who chooses to book an Airbnb property, the process is safe, legal, and secure." End quote. But while the legal details surrounding the booking process might be similar, D'Alessandro notes that staying at an Airbnb property can feel much different for meeting attendees because it doesn't fulfill key hotel functions, such as providing a convenient drop-off location for shuttle service or offering a centrally located bar for networking opportunities. He said, "Airbnb and other short-term rental services will never replace core convention hotels because of all the functions that a headquarters property gives you." End quote. That said, Airbnb listings do provide a valuable service for any destination hosting a large-scale event that places major pressure on its existing hotel supply. For example, when Salesforce brought an estimated 150,000-plus attendees to Dreamforce 2015 in San Francisco this past September, every hotel in the city sold out in advance. D'Alessandro said, "We could either turn people away or find space for more people to be part of the conference." End quote. Indeed, San Francisco Travel isn't the only player in the meetings industry to recognize that Airbnb can play a pivotal role in helping attendees who are looking for accommodations. In September, Experian announced that it would help clients include Airbnb as a housing option for attendees. Experian Vice President of Partner Development Scott Durkin said, "Right now, we're finding ourselves in situations where we often need to try to secure additional rooms for our clients. In compressed cities, that can be really difficult. Our approach with Airbnb is to add the option in when we're experiencing that compression factor. When all the blocks have filled up or it's difficult to add inventory, these properties can make the difference in the ability to attend or stay home for some attendees." End quote. But adding Airbnb as an official housing provider doesn't just give attendees more lodging options. It also can help meeting planners gain a more complete picture of their meeting's value to a destination. Durkin said, "We're working with Airbnb on the reporting component so that our clients have the ability to understand where their attendees and exhibitors are staying. That's a crucial component that helps capture the true impact of a convention on a city and provides additional leverage in future negotiations." End quote. While San Francisco Travel and Experian both have embraced a forward-thinking approach, Airbnb has a long way to go before it becomes a major player in convention housing. Santa Monica, California recently banned short-term rentals for less than 30 days, while members of the New York City Council have proposed fines of $10,000 for homeowners who illegally rent their properties. But while local lawmakers are working to determine how to effectively regulate short-term rentals, the global verdict is clear. People love Airbnb. Inc. magazine named it Company of the Year in 2014. President Obama appointed company co-founder Brian Chesky as a presidential ambassador for global entrepreneurship. By 2020, the Wall Street Journal forecasts Airbnb's revenue will reach $10 billion, a more than tenfold increase from 2015 revenue projections. The bottom line, Alessandro said, is that Airbnb is a competitor for traditional hotels. End quote. And competition isn't anything new for the lodging business. Alessandro points to the hotel industry's ability to work with online travel agents like Priceline and Expedia as evidence that major brands can adjust to the evolution of travel. As hoteliers work to make those adjustments and navigate the new landscape of travel, what does it mean for meeting planners who are looking ahead to negotiating contracts and filling room blocks? Durkin said, "No matter how you look at the future of convention housing, Airbnb is going to be a positive. It's going to make hotel chains work even harder. They'll have to look at how they're attracting attendees and what they're providing at their properties."